All right, welcome to the Brighteon Time Warp, the wormhole edition here in the studio. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're joined by my special friend and docuseries creator, Jonathan Landsman. And I love Jonathan. He's fantastic. He's got the best people. He puts together the best educational programs out there. And today we're talking about one that is critical. I invited him on to talk about this because of the chemical bomb that was just unleashed over, the northeast of the United States. Jonathan's created a docuseries class that just happens to start next week. It's called the Fatty Liver Docu Class, but it's not just about having a fatty liver. And I'll ask Jonathan why he's fat shaming livers, by the way, with that title, but it's about how to regenerate your liver. It's an organ that your body can actually regrow. Did you know that? Anyway, Jonathan Landsman joins me now to talk about this and why it's critical for our toxic world and how we survive it. Jonathan, welcome. It's great to have you on.
Mike, it's a pleasure to be with you, and it is great to see your brand new, beautiful studio. I remember years and years ago, I sat inside a very small makeshift studio that we put together.
Yeah.
I'm sure you remember when we were interviewing, I believe it was Amazon John, and we're working out all the technology, and it must have taken hours and hours and hours to figure out the wires, the microphone, the cameras, and how we could bring Amazon John Easterling into it. And it was just an amazing time then. And here we are, fast forward all these years later. And it's great to see you. And just want to thank you so much. I'm sure I'm joined by thousands and thousands and thousands of people who feel the same way. Keep up the great work. I love it.
Well, gosh, Jonathan, that's high praise coming from you because you do really professional work. But I will say, if you come to Texas, join us in the studio, you can travel through the Stargate. Behind me that we have. This is an actual functioning Stargate. Yeah, there we go. See that? Look at that. Uh-huh. That's how I get home. I have another Stargate at home, and that's my commute through the laws of physics. Anyway, let's get to reality here. In the real world, we're living in this toxic world that we're just inundated with these toxic chemicals. And the thing is, these chemicals like these dioxins that are falling out of the air all the time, the EPA has been warning about them since the 60s, frankly. They accumulate, and they don't kill you right away, right? I mean, you don't even know you're getting them, but they're messing with your reproductive system. They're messing with neurology. They're messing with metabolism. And the organ that detoxes your body the most is the liver, but people's livers are compromised. And so that's why you put together this class to teach people how to detox their livers. Tell us a little bit about it, please, when it starts, and then who's also some of the experts that are in it, if you would.
Now, Mike, I appreciate, again, your giving me the opportunity to talk about this with a lot of people. Tuesday, February 28th is the first day of the Fatty Liver Docu Class. They can sign up. I'm sure you have the website available. It's healthyliverclass.com. I'm sure you'll put the name there as
well.
Yeah,
we'll put it on screen. Yeah.
Yep. And so if they go there, it's absolutely free every single day during the week, starting Tuesday, February 28th. They will be presented with all the doctors that I spoke to every single day who talk about not only fatty liver disease and why that is such a problem. You're right. Most people are walking around. They have no idea that they have it. Over 100 million people. So yes, the Fatty Liver Docu Class starts on Tuesday, February 28th. There'll be many days and many opportunities for you to watch anytime you want during the day. The first day on Tuesday, February 28th, just like all the other days, we come out with some of the top experts, physicians who are in the trenches helping people with fatty liver disease. But here's the thing, Mike, if I could take a step back, most people have no idea that they're walking around with this. Their livers are failing. Excess fat is building up in their liver from poor diet, the way they're drinking. And of course, yes, all these toxins that people are exposed to. My heart goes out to those people in Ohio, but this is happening in so many other areas throughout the United States and throughout the world, for that matter, that people are being exposed to more and more toxins, horrible food choices that they're making. They're not being educated well about what to do to keep their liver healthy. So the liver gets built up with all of this excess fat. It gets inflamed. The blood then gets very toxic. And you and I both know, Mike, we talk about this all the time in natural health. When the blood is getting toxic, that's where everything else gets bathed and it gets toxic as well. And Mike, just as a side note, I mean, let me just show you one thing here.
Okay.
I mean, if you look here on the website for the NIH, it talks about vinyl chloride, right? The big thing that's in the news now, that they blow up this train wreck. The fumes are going all over the place and they're scattered all through this town on top of all these people. Vinyl chloride is actually a trigger for serious liver problems and liver cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And all you have to do is go up to it. And the update was from November 2022. And Mike, the CDC is even saying it as well. As of February 9th of this year, 2023, they're talking about how the EPA and all of these government agencies recognize that vinyl chloride is causing cancer in people. And all we hear about from the mainstream media is how FEMA is going to come in. Everything's going to be fine. They're digging up the dirt. They're going to move it to some place and dump it somewhere. And the water is perfectly safe to drink, which, by the way, is being told to us by the Environmental Protection Agency. Most people watching this program, Mike, I'm sure they all understand that the EPA is completely corrupt.
We can't trust them at all.
And if people want to know what I'm if people want to know what I'm talking about, all they have to do is see the movie Dark Waters, and they would never listen to what the EPA says ever.
Okay. In addition to what you just said, I was just grabbing this this molecule here. This is a dioxin, 2378-TCDD. This dioxin is what's created when you burn vinyl chloride and PVC, which is exactly what they did. And then this molecule is the most toxic molecule known to mankind. And all the way up until this accident, all the regulators said this is extremely toxic. It's a persistent bioaccumulative toxin. The EPA talked about, warned about it in the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, and so on, all the way up until like 3 weeks ago. This was the most toxic chemical in the world. Now it's like, oh, it doesn't exist, you know, which is insane. That's crazy. Of course it exists. But I mean, the FDA knows about it. The CDC knows about it. You know, the universities know about it. And it was created in the train wreck. The thing is, it doesn't kill you right away. So there are people walking around Ohio right now, even the governor and a senator, they're walking around like, we're fine, we're fine. Look, we're drinking the water. We're frolicking in the streams. Like, it doesn't kill you today. It kills you with cancer and DNA damage that takes a while, but you actually did just kill yourself if you don't detox. And
Mike, that's why I appreciate you giving me the time to talk about the fatty liver docu-class starting on Tuesday, February 28th. We don't only talk about fatty liver disease, which needs to be talked about because Western medicine is not doing anything about it. They're not recognizing it until your liver is completely failed and they put you on a liver transplant list. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a joke. But what happens is a fatty liver and a failing liver is happening years before any other health problems.
Yes,
exactly. My heart is going out to all those people in Ohio because all you have to do, with all due respect, I don't want the haters out there to start sending all these comments down below this video about, Jonathan, how can you say this? But the leadership is completely clueless. And if they're not clueless, they're spineless to really say anything that's legit, that's going to help people.
No,
what I'm referring
to
is the mayor of East Palestine is so overweight, right? Even Donald Trump, he goes and visits and he's giving out McDonald's free meals to everybody. I mean, Mike,
we care about your health. Have some McNuggets, you know?
Have a Happy Meal. So what happens our liver is getting dysfunctional. It's backing up. We're completely inflamed. We're in no place to be able to handle toxicity. And then you get these catastrophic events. People are worried about, Mike, I know we want to keep it light today, but you talk about preparing for World War III, and we're talking about nuclear fallout. We're talking about chemical burns. We're talking about destroyed factories throughout the United States. Mike, so many people are not ready to handle these toxins that are in our environment.
Absolutely.
Right now, forget about all the fires and all the deliberate stuff that may be going on, because their liver is so dysfunctional from horrible foods that are being allowed by our health agencies. They're being allowed by our government. The bottom line is we can regenerate them. We got to get off this train, no pun intended, by listening to the mainstream media. We got to stop thinking the EPA and FEMA or anybody is going to help us like that. We can help ourselves if we simply learn what to do and ignore these agencies that don't care about our health at all.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I have so much to add to that. So first of all, just let me say, for those who wanna register and watch the class, the whole series for free, that's at healthyliverclass.com. Free registration with an option to purchase something, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's not required. You don't have to purchase anything. But if you do, it'll help support the program and support Jonathan's filmmaking infrastructure to bring more things like this to the public. But seed oils, Jonathan, you know about this. All these cheap seed oils, you know, the canola, the corn, the soy oils, people are eating these and they're eating fried foods in these oils. And these are oxidative oils and they end up in the liver and they contribute to fatty liver disease, as you know, the inflammation, but also cardiovascular inflammation, neurological inflammation. People end up with headaches and seizures and heart attacks because of all these toxic oils. And what they need are healthy oils, obviously, and antioxidant things such as vitamin E is one, a fat-soluble antioxidant vitamin, but just healthy oils. I mean, you've talked to experts about all this, you know, olive oil and even coconut oil, which I know gets attacked a lot, but it's actually way healthier than these seed oils. But what are your thoughts on diet and things that cause fatty liver disease in the first place?
All of this is common sense. Most people can appreciate watching your programs that we have to get back to healthy, organic eating. If government, which we hear in all this political rhetoric, if they really cared, they would be subsidizing organic farming. They would make it difficult to create all these chemicals. And God knows they would make it next to impossible, if not completely impossible, to put these chemicals, the artificial flavors, the artificial colors, the dyes we're talking about in all the food, the processed vegetable oils that you were just referring to that are rancid and cause massive low-level, constant, chronic inflammation in the body. It causes a fatty liver. And all those other conditions that you mentioned, Mike, these are the things that happen downstream. The first thing that happens is, of course, most people aren't being told, this is what's hurting you, stay away from it. Mike, every day I go to the supermarket to get organic apples or cucumbers or whatever it is I'm getting, right? And online in front of me or behind me is beer is being bought and alcohol and Doritos and all of this junk processed
and shortening
food.
Don't forget about all the shortening that people eat. that's insane.
It's all of this. There's no urgency to it because nobody in the mainstream media and social media, tech giants, are not allowing you and I to speak freely about these things. If we were to say organic food, hashtag anything healthy, guess what? Most people won't see it in their feed.
Right.
They're going to suppress it. And nobody knows about it. Out of sight, out of mind.
No,
it is not in the general consciousness. If you go to CNN, you go to Fox, it doesn't matter where you go. If you listen to radio, newspapers, none of this is being popularized. They're just saying, oh, this is a terrible accident and we have to hold people accountable. And then, you know, a few months go by and everybody forgets about it. We have to get back to healthy, real food in locally sustainable ways. Get to know your local farmer. Go to farmers markets and meet great people like, you know, we all know, Mike, you and I know lots of people like this who are strong, healthy, loving people who grow great food. And if we got more and more people to do that throughout the world, these chemical companies, these big food companies, would be out of business if they didn't change their ways.
Yeah, yeah, they would. Do. But as you know, Jonathan, the profit model out there is toxic processed food because it's dirt cheap to manufacture. You know, the companies will spend more on the packaging box than the food inside. And then there's the whole big pharma model, which is treating all the degenerative diseases caused by these toxic foods filled with these toxic ingredients that you and I are talking about. And again, the fatty liver is the central component in this. And since we live in such a toxic world, if you aren't detoxing every day in some way, which includes, you know, sweating, urinating, having healthy bowel movements and so on, those are all detox. You're supposed to have those things happening on a regular basis or you will die. But your liver is what transforms those toxic chemicals in your blood into a format that your body can eliminate. So if your liver isn't working, then your toxicity level is building up higher and higher every day until you end up with cancer or a heart attack or, you know, Alzheimer's or something. I mean, you know, Jonathan, how doctors tell people, like, oh, you're diagnosed with, let's say, type 2 diabetes. There's nothing you could have done about it. You know what? Bullshit. There's all kinds of things that you can do about that. I mean, there's 1,000 things that you can do about even cancer, even, you know, Alzheimer's, even osteoporosis. And what you and I are doing is showing people what to do about that ahead of time so they don't end up in the doctor's office, put on 12 prescription medications, or stuck on a ventilator and sacrifice in the name of medical profits. That's what we're doing, Jonathan.
You're 100% right. That's exactly what people have to concentrate on, is fixing their liver. You know, Mike, a lot of people, even in the natural health world, they talk a lot about a leaky gut and digestive problems. But when we think about what it is that's getting so dysfunctional, the liver is breaking down and the liver is connected to our gut function. So when we just basically get to appreciating what the liver does for us in producing hormones, in helping us with our brain function, in helping us to protect our heart, as you said, when you're connecting a dysfunctional liver with heart disease and dementia and diabetes, all of this is true. When someone says, oh my goodness, I've got bad thyroid problems, I have low thyroid, and my thyroid has to work better. Well, look at the liver. Make the liver work better. And that's exactly what we talk about every single day, starting on Tuesday, February 28th. We will have doctors explaining what you should avoid in terms of all the toxic foods, why it's so important, which is what I think is lacking in the conversation out there, Mike. You know, it's one thing to say, stop eating bad food and eat organic. But we really get into the details in a very simple, easy to understand way. The doctors explain why you should avoid these toxins. And also, of course, more importantly, when you're exposed to these toxins, the many things that you can do. Like, for example, right, the things you've already mentioned, Mike, in terms of being well hydrated with clean water. I mean, it blows my mind. I'm sure you shake your head all the time. Look at those residents in Ohio. Nobody's being told, hey, the government's going to come in and give you water purification. We're going to put air purification in every home. We want you to stay indoors until we clean it up. But hey, we're going to provide you with these things that are going to really protect your health. And, you know, we're going to give you healthier food and we want you to stay away from fast food, right? They would never do this stuff because they know it goes against the chemical companies, right, and the big food companies and politicians. They don't want to go against those people, those entities that are giving all this money to them in terms of TV station ads. And all
campaign
of these
contributions, man.
Changing.
Yeah, I mean, it's corporate profit kickbacks to the politicians that we know that's what's going on. So, folks, OK, you can watch this whole thing for free. HealthyLiverClass.com will get you there. You can register. You just need to put in an email address and you can watch the whole thing for free. But if you want to support Jonathan Landsman's work, and I think we earn some affiliate fee should you do this, you have the option to purchase the whole download and a transcription that's printed. What exactly are the optional purchases, Jonathan? Could you just go through those real quick?
is a very inexpensive option. All of them are relatively inexpensive. And all you have to do is you have a choice of you can just get online access to all of the content. You could share it with your family and friends. You could watch it as many times as you want for a lifetime. And it's online digital access. So you can access that from any computer or any mobile device. That's one option. A second option is you can get all the online access, and you can also get the written transcript of all of my interviews, all written out in a nice, beautiful book, very easy to read. You can have that mailed to you. And you also have the option of where you can get the flash drive, which is mailed to you as well. And there's a lot of bonuses if you decide to get the bigger package. But
so wait, on the flash drive, are all the video files like MP4s?
That's right. All the MP4s, the video files, all the audio files, all of the transcripts as well, all in a digital way. So you can look at your mobile device or whatever you like. But you can also have mailed to you physically, you know, that flash drive and that transcript book. So you can have that at home as well. But
okay,
all of it's either online or physical.
When are you going to offer the 350 cassette tapes option in a suitcase? Because I've been waiting for that one, Jonathan.
I have an answer for that. When I get to Texas to visit you, what I want to do first thing is to go into that time warp thing behind you.
Yes, this is a portal.
We'll go all the way back. We'll go back 25 years. You and I will look great. We'll be so young. And I'll take all the content and we'll be able to put it on 8-track and we'll have LPs and 45s of all the interviews. And it'll be amazing.
Oh, man, I totally want that. But by the way, you don't seem to age ever, by the way. You're ageless, so I don't know what's going on there. I'm going to have to look more closely when you're here in studio. We'll bring a little magnifier. What's going on, Jonathan? What are you doing? You should have like, huh?
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean,
the longevity class.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny you say that because, again, with all due respect to all the people out there who are in my industry, you have to be like 30 and 40-year-old people talking about like longevity. Like, wow, they're experts. But, you know, I'm happy to say that I am 58 years young. I plan on doing this a long time more. And, you know, look, I think, again, going back in all seriousness to those Palestine, to East Palestine residents, I feel like so many of them, my heart goes out to them because they don't have a chance, Mike. You know, so many of them aren't knowing the dangers before the train wreck about being dehydrated, not getting access to clean, fresh water. That's like step number one for me is to stay well hydrated. But a lot of plant food as well, Mike, right? It doesn't mean you have to be a vegan, but it means get a lot of greens into you. And I think for so many Americans and so many people in the Western world, it's still very foreign to get a lot of greens and the antioxidants from plant foods. And also, in addition, Mike, you've got the issue of...
But let me interrupt and say, Jonathan, that you just hit on something really critical. From all the research that I've done over many, many years of food science and you know, detoxification, you can still eat a hamburger, you can still have some meat, but you gotta load up on vegetables with it. And on this dioxin issue, you know, again, this molecule right here, guess what the number one source of this is in people's diets? It's beef. But it doesn't mean you have to give up all beef, but if you eat beef, you got to eat loads of vegetables. So if you have spinach and kale and you have broccoli and you have, you know, coleslaw, even just cabbage and whatever, most of the dioxins are going to bind to the food and you're going to poop them out. And that's the way it's supposed to be. But if you eat meat without vegetable fiber, then it's going into your bloodstream. And I know you know this, Jonathan, but I'm just repeating this, you know, for the audience. But if you're having like a hamburger and a Coca-Cola and French fries, that's toxic because you don't have anything to ferret out all the chemicals that you just ate. But if you have like a barbecue brisket with a bunch of coleslaw and a fresh apple and some green beans, totally different story. Totally different.
Mike, I guarantee if anybody just tunes into the very first day on Tuesday, February 28th, they will clearly see right out of the gate with what these doctors tell people about straight up in terms of what to avoid to get away from fatty liver disease, why it is so important in terms of it being connected to kidney problems, high blood pressure, thyroid problems, heart disease, gut problems, and yes, even cancer. How to stay away from those toxins, and most importantly, Mike, the things you just mentioned about all the minerals that people should be focused on. Mike, so many people are mineral deficient. You were wondering about my looks. Thank you very much. But I really do. I honor all the things I learned in natural medicine, I dare say, over 36 years ago, in terms of sea vegetables, dark greens, what they are, why they're so important. And I've never forgotten them, Mike. It's kept me strong and healthy, thank God. And I want so many more people to just ignore what the media is telling them. Forget all this nonsense. Tune into the Fatty Liver DocuClass. Deploy some of these strategies that you're going to learn about. And I guarantee everybody, they're going to feel such a difference. Mike, I can't tell you how many people write us all the time from all the programs I create, just simply saying, thank you. You know, because they don't hear this and they're starving for this information.
No, you put out a number of really amazing docuseries events over the years. And, you know, I think you and I have known each other probably going on 15, 16 plus years at this point. And you're such a professional, and you have, I've even joked before, you have the world's best Rolodex of health experts. Like, I mean, seriously, you know, hundreds of people in all these areas of expertise, oral health, you know, dentistry, cancer, liver, as we're talking about right now, and so many other areas, you know them all, and you've interviewed them all. And so you've seen this information so many times, but you know, you're also living proof of this. You said you're 58 years young, but yet you look younger than many people today that are only 40. Because if you live 40 years of a toxic lifestyle, right? I mean, you're going to age at double the pace. But if you live 60, 70, 80 years in a healthy lifestyle, you're still going to look healthy and vibrant. You're still going to have cognitive function because you're getting the chemicals out of your body. And that's what a healthy liver does. So that's why this is all crucial, Jonathan. I mean, I can't thank you enough for putting all this together.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it. And you're so right, Mike. All we have to do is change the consciousness, change the focus. If anybody's just tuning into the mainstream media to get their information, I think most people watching these programs, Mike, they get it. That is not where they're going to get it. They have to stop expecting government health agencies, the federal government. They have to stop expecting that they're just going to find it through their social media scroll. None of this, or their conventionally trained doctor, none of these people or entities are ever going to be able to help you. They're not equipped. It would be like going to an auto mechanic for help with your heart. So I hope people tune in on Tuesday, February 28th. That's the first day that this starts at Fatty Liver DocuClass. They can go to healthyliverclass.com.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
And if they go to healthyliverclass.com, they just enter their first name and their email address, and it's completely free. They will learn not only how to regrow a liver that's compromised, but how to detoxify it. And God forbid anybody is on a liver transplant list. I'm telling you, even that severe, you're going to find out how you can get yourself off of that list by doing very specific protocols. Because, Mike, here's the thing, too. It's not one strategy for everybody. Depending on how sick you are is how serious you have to get involved in detoxification and nourishing your entire body so that you can regenerate your liver. It really does depend where you are in your health status. So all of this is covered in the many days of the Fatty Liver DocuClass. And thanks again, Mike. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Jonathan. Thanks for mentioning that. So folks, here's something fun that you can do, because Jonathan's a good friend, so we got to tease him a little bit. If you go there, healthyliverclass.com, and you do need to enter your email address to register and watch it all for free, and he asks for your name. It doesn't have to be your real name. You can enter any name you want. It could be like McLovin. It could be Levi McLovin. Or, well, you know what? So if you register there, come up with a funny name so that Jonathan will see the registration list and he'll laugh. because our audience has a great sense of humor. And then when he sends you an email to be, hey, McLovin, would you, the program starts today, McLovin. Anyway, you can have fun with it, folks. We like to have fun. And Jonathan, next time you're in town, join us in the wormhole. We'll travel to another dimension and see what we can find there. Maybe there's a dimension without fatty liver disease, huh? Maybe.
Oh, I would like that very much. But without a doubt, when I come to Texas, we'll definitely have some fun together for sure.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, we'll have you in studio. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. And thank all of you for watching today. Of course, I'm Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. And one last time, the site to register for this free docuseries program is HealthyLiverClass.com. You're going to learn a wealth of information. And because of what's going on right now today with this chemical bomb that's been unleashed over America, that's entering the food supply, that's in the rivers, we need to detox now more than ever. And I have a feeling it's going to get worse like this in terms of our exposure. They're not cleaning up the world in any way whatsoever. So thank you for watching today. We appreciate you all. And again, thank you, Jonathan Landsman, for joining me. And of course, Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, for coverage of nutritional solutions. Thank you. God bless you all. Take care.